Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Mr. Greg posted a link to this. I'm going to try making my own hand sanitizer today. Use vodka, aloe vera, lavender, tea tree oil, and then you put it in a little squeezer.
Ironic repetition, which is basically using the same verb in two consecutive sentences, but not changing the context. For example, in this letter, it said, she wanted to break it off, so I broke her neck.
If we say we really value transparency, but people in the organization get most of the information they find to be true over time via the grapevine, then it really has that dichotomy between, you know, what we say and what our intentions are as leaders and how they really experience the culture.
Coming up, samples from three podcasts you might like: Due by Friday, Forensic Miles, and the Leading Edge podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If there's one thing kids hate more than schoolwork, it's homework. And they're right to hate it. It's boring, it's hard, it's time-consuming, and it's nothing like our first podcast, Due by Friday. Hosted by Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin, Due by Friday is a weekly challenge show that's more recess than math class. Join the three friends every week for some thoughtful, in-depth conversations about absolutely nothing. Each episode features a new challenge, though, that must be done by that Friday, with challenges ranging from simple, like play Minecraft, to slightly more complex things like listen with empathy. With three comedians competing against each other, you'll be sure that the hosts are always on and always off topic. Due by Friday is mainly an excuse for three friends to get together and talk each week, and that only makes it more fun to listen to. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Due by Friday titled Wolverine Top Job. This week's challenge is deceptively simple. Use a bag within a bag. In this clip, Alex and Merlin discuss some completely unrelated topics while they wait for Max to get his Skype call set up.
I don't know why I would have.
Did you think you make your own hand sanitizer?
What? Oh, no.
Mr. Greg posted a link to this. I'm going to try making my own hand sanitizer today. Use vodka, aloe vera, lavender, tea tree oil, and then you put it in a little squeezer.
That sounds... I don't know why I just wouldn't...
Somebody please connect Max. He keeps texting me.
Is Max... Yep.
Max is here. Max is not here. 912. Let's see.
Oh, man. We got so close.
Aww. You did it, though. No, you called early.
I know. I was just hoping for a 9/11 situation, you know, because otherwise I'd forget.
What?
9/11.
Oh, because you forgot? You forgot about 9/11?
I forgot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you have any liquids?
Hello.
You got a monster drink? What are you drinking?
Hello. Today just my pink piss water and a Diet Coke and some water.
Hello. So. Hello. Hello.
Yes. You are here.
I'm recording on my new computer. I'm making sure everything is working.
This is the doctor standing by.
Oh, the real computer.
This is the doctor standing by. No, sir. All 13.
All 13.
And then the eyes. Boom, he does the big switch, and then they see the eyes, and you're like, ooh. I finished.
The,
finish every time.
Yep, everywhere. Well, I mean, it's bigger. It's I'm not going to finish that.
Is that
joke.
A vagina joke?
No. Yeah, it was. I'm
okay.
Stop.
Are you all right? What's the matter? What's going on? You got good sleep. What's the problem? You got good sleep.
I think that's a well. Here's the thing. I didn't get good sleep for 5 days, and so there's that sleep debt that happens.
Oh yeah.
So I think I'm just kind of in denial about it, and slowly getting back on track. So I need a 13-hour sleep cycle.
Yeah. What was that book called? My Year of Sleep or whatever it's called. I still think about it all the time. I just want someone to, you know what I'm talking about? There's that novel that very interesting woman wrote about the novel about where the doctor wants the doctor to put her to sleep for 1 year.
Yes. I haven't read it yet.
I've been thinking about this for before I heard about that book, but I say this to my family all the time, which I'm sure makes them very happy. I say, ugh. I go like this. I go, I make my late mother-in-law's noise. I go, ah. I go, ah. I wish somebody would just knock me out for 30 contiguous. If I got a 30 night sleep,
yeah,
I feel like I'd be pretty rejuvenated, and I'd be good for a couple months after that, probably.
I might be happy. Finally.
I don't know, man. I got some pretty good bags. Woof.
Oh, right. Max, are you here?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hi, Max.
Oh, how are all the fires?
That's fine.
Just slowly petering out.
A sample of the podcast Due by Friday, a podcast for adults that used to be slackers in high school. You can laugh along as they listen in on a day of the life of the three funny friends on Due by Friday. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Forensic Files has been a mainstay of American television for decades. There's something so morbidly satisfying in the solving of inexplicable mysteries and crimes that keeps us coming back week after week. And with the true crime genre continuing to dominate the podcasting landscape, the Forensic Files world is ripe for the podcast crossover. Enter Forensic Miles, M-Y-L-E-S. On this unofficial companion podcast to the hit TV series, co-hosts Sean and Miles unearth some of the classic cases from the cult favorite and provide updates on where those cases are now. From baffling murders to mysterious disease outbreaks, Forensic Miles is here to provide the ever-intriguing Where Are They Now segment of your favorite Forensic Files stories. You've seen the show, you know the crime, but is there more to the story? Find out on Forensic Miles. Here's a snippet from the episode of Forensic Miles titled A Tight Leash, The Murder of Charlene Hummert. The episode covers a case from 2004 involving a dog collar, a fictitious stalker, and a family torn apart. In this snippet, Miles and Sean discuss a relatively obscure forensic technique that was used to discover the truth of the case.
This is the fifth woman I killed. I am getting good at it. Cops have no idea how easy it is to pin a husband when they only look there. She knew about pictures on PC. She told story to set up husband for the divorce. Ha ha, bye bye for now, John. So just to be clear, this letter is from a man named John and not the same as the letters that the Hummert family was receiving before from the quote unquote stalker. This letter in particular is really scary. And to be honest, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Zodiac letters.
Yeah, it's weird that it's from somebody else than the previous letters because...
What's the likelihood?
Yeah.
But the police start to get a little bit creative and they decide to send the letters to a forensic linguist, Dr. Robert Leonard, who was actually a founding member of the rock and roll group Sha Na Na. He said his first experience of forensic linguistics was reading the contracts for the group. And he said that it was really interesting to him that, you know, what was written wasn't often what the contract meant. Must be really nice to be able to read contracts that way.
Yeah.
When comparing the stalker letters to the letter that arrived at the police department, Dr. Leonard was able to find a clue, a unique rhetorical clue in both letters known as ironic repetition, which is basically using the same verb in two consecutive sentences, but not changing the context. For example, in this letter, it said, she wanted to break it off, so I broke her neck. So it's using the same word, but in two different using it for two different meanings. Dr. Leonard concluded that the letters were actually written by the same person. So if this person is the stalker or the killer, it doesn't matter. It's the same person. Dr. Leonard then looked at a writing sample known to be Brian's. And although he didn't find the ironic repetition, he did find something else. Negative contractions, but no positive contractions. Dr. Leonard mentioned that most people use both. And the only person that Dr. Leonard had ever seen only using negative contractions in his entire career was Brian Hummer.
From the podcast Forensic Miles with Miles and Sean, get all the latest from your favorite Forensic Files cases with the help of Forensic Miles. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection page. On to our local podcast feature today, we hear about the power of strong leadership. The Leading Edge podcast is a bi-weekly session that focuses on business leaders at every level. Through interviews and conversations, host Travis Nipper explores the latest concepts with the thought leaders themselves. If motivation, inspiration, and insight from expert leaders is part of your success strategy, the Leading Edge podcast is for you. Here's a sample of the Leading Edge podcast where Travis speaks with CEO and founder of leadership education, Diane Egbers, about how leaders often fail to walk the talk. Diane talks about what leaders do and don't do and how being authentic creates the opportunity for high performance and effective leaders.
Now, you know, as I was preparing for our chat, I noticed that culture is a topic that has been researched and written about extensively over the years. Now, thinking about our leaders who are listening in today, why would you say leading culture is such an important component of that leader's credibility?
Well, Travis, let me set a little context for you. You know, when we think about our leaders and culture, it's only really been in the last 5 to 7 years that leaders have really been aware of the vital and important role that leaders really play in leading culture and how that connects directly to high performance of any team or organization.
Okay. And so, you know, the concept of walking the talk jumps out at me. You know, you've been coaching top leaders for over 20 years now. And when have you or when do you see currently conflicts arise between what leaders say and what leaders actually do?
Well, let's examine for a moment walking the talk. So when we think about walking the talk, fundamentally, we're really talking about the values, organizational values, sometimes we've articulated, as well as individual personal values, which are the things like character and integrity and trust and the things that people expect of us. And so the degree to which we walk the talk, people get a sense then from leaders, and leaders really guide the culture by what they do or don't do day in, day out. And so it's that values connection to culture that then creates the opportunity for high performance.
Okay. And kind of shifting gears here, I had some notes on authentic voice and potential. Now, it sounds like there's been some firsthand experience maybe there. Maybe you could share a story with us.
Sure. When we think about authentic voice and high potential, you know, one of the things that we think about is, you know, are we really saying what people see us do? So, for example, if we say we really value transparency, but people in the organization get most of the information they find to be true over time via the grapevine, then it really has that dichotomy between, you know, what we say and what our intentions are as leaders and how they really experience the culture. And so what we want as leaders is we want to understand where our values are in conflict and shore that up, as well as understand our leadership practices that do and don't support the culture, and to be as culturally consistent as we can be.
In our local podcast spotlight, our Cincinnati podcast feature, the Leading Edge podcast, available now on the Start Here collection from the WVXU app, NPR One, or WVXU.org. Before we wrap up today, let's do a quick check on the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot across the country via iTunescharts.net. Debuting last week was a new podcast from Parcast. That's the podcast creator, now owned by Spotify. It's called Supernatural with Ashley Flowers. Ashley's the crime junkie lady, and this new podcast is a deep dive into the strange and surreal to explain some of the world's most bizarre true crime occurrences. New episodes drop every Wednesday, and after just 1 week, it's number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Supernatural with Ashley Flowers and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.